Hot temperatures trigger an emergency today in the district.
An historic move is made when it comes to who will oversee a founding father's Virginia estate. I'm Mike Murillo.
It's 5 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The National Weather Service confirms a large and extremely dangerous tornado touched down in suburban Chicago last night, toppling large trees, damaging about a dozen homes, and injuring at least six people. Naperville Fire Chief Mark Pugnitis.
There are many areas of the city that were damaged, but this seems to be the epicenter of the damage, and we were very fortunate that we didn't have further damage or fires to the area.
Commonwealth Edison reports power's been knocked out to more than 34,000 customers. Claudette slammed through the South, killing at least 13 people in Alabama. The National Weather Service confirms an EF2 tornado in East Brewston. Sherry Gilmore lives there.
There's places gone. This was there. It's crazy.
Among the dead, 10 children, the youngest just 9 months old, all killed in a multi-car collision. Claudette is expected to power back up to a tropical storm as it moves over eastern North Carolina today. It's looking less likely President Biden will be able to meet his goal of having 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by the 4th of July. Correspondent Lilia Luciano.
The threat now, the Delta variant, which is accelerating in the Midwest and accounting for nearly a fourth of new infections in Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska.
This variant's probably 40 to 60% more contagious than the 117 variant, that UK variant that became prevalent in the United States and caused that surge in the late spring.
Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb also told Face the Nation he's optimistic about the development of an antiviral pill to treat COVID.
I think that this could be a real game changer. This is a virus that we should be able to drug.
This just in, as many as 10,000 Japanese fans will be able to watch each event at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo in person. That's about half of capacity. Health officials have advised against any spectators. Foreign fans will not be allowed in. Police say a car crash that killed one person and seriously injured another at a pride parade in South Florida was an accident. CBS's Mola Lenghi.
The president of the Fort Lauderdale Gay Men's Chorus, which was participating in the parade, said in a statement the driver, as well as the victims, were all a part of the chorus family, adding that he does not believe this was an attack on the LGBTQ community.
2 weeks after he tested positive for COVID, Spanish golfer John Rahm has won the U.S. Open.
This is very, very incredible, very, very hard to believe. It almost feels like this is a movie that's about to end and I'm going to wake up soon.
Rahm beat Louis Oosthuizen by one stroke to claim his first major championship. S&P futures up 14. This is CBS News.
Indeed believes less is more. That's why they have powerful tools to help you source, screen, and hire quality people faster. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit.
If you have a 5:03, it is Monday, June 21st, 2021. Blazing hot and sunny today. High temperatures are heading to about 95. And good morning, I'm John Doman alongside Joan Jones. These are the top local stories we're following this hour. We are learning more details about a crash that stopped traffic for hours in Prince George's County Saturday night. One of the drivers was being chased by police in connection to a woman's death.
On Saturday, just before 3 p.m., Annapolis police found 39-year-old Erica Benora beaten and dead inside an apartment on Spa Road during a welfare check. Police also found that her Nissan SUV was missing. Later that day, police saw Benora's car being driven by a suspect just a half a mile away from the apartment. Officers attempted to stop the car, but the suspect took off, leading Annapolis police on a chase into Prince George's County. At around 7 in the evening, while trying to evade police, the suspected killer crashed the SUV into the back of a tractor trailer over 20 miles away near the intersection of US 50 and Martin Luther King Jr. Highway. The suspect is now recovering in the hospital and is considered a person of interest in the woman's death. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
A University of Maryland student is dead after being stabbed in Chicago over the weekend. Chicago police say 31-year-old Anat Kimchi had been walking in an area near a homeless encampment when she was stabbed in the back and later died at a hospital. Police believe the killer may have been a homeless person who had been hiding in the bushes nearby. They've searched the water of the nearby Chicago River for the weapon. So far, no arrests. In a statement, the University of Maryland called Kimchi a notably accomplished scholar. A Maryland county is offering incentives to encourage small businesses to host vaccination clinics.
Vaccinate 10 people at your business, you get $500. 50 people, Anne Arundel County is ready to write you a $1,000 check. They're offering other incentives as well, another $500 to defray any business loss during the clinics, or how about $500 to pay for gift cards or swag to get people in the door. Any small business with at least two large rooms is eligible to host the vaccination clinic, with vaccination teams arriving the day of to administer the vaccines. Jenny Glick, WTOP News.
Some great news in the fight against COVID-19. Maryland says its first day without a single COVID-19 death since October 18th of last year, which just happened over the weekend. The state's positivity rate is also under 1%. D.C. only reported one death, Virginia, eight. Virginia is also announcing a milestone when it comes to vaccines. The Commonwealth becomes the 16th state to hit 70% of adults with at least one dose of the vaccine now. Summer comes roaring in today. Temperatures are set to climb into the mid-90s, but with the humidity, the heat index is expected to rise over 100 degrees. D.C. has activated its heat emergency plans, and that means cooling centers will be open today. No appointment is necessary. D.C. is encouraging residents to check on neighbors, young and seniors, during the heat wave, and to keep pets inside as much as possible. You can find cooling center locations and more online. Go to WTOP.com. Now, coming up here on WTOP after traffic and weather.
A 25-foot totem pole is taking a trip from Washington State to Washington, D.C. I'm Valerie Bonk.
It's 5:06.
Here's Tom Clancy, the former Chief of Identity Solutions in the Office of the Department of Defense Chief Information Officer for the Office of the Secretary of Defense on the discussion, Modernizing Mission Security, sponsored by Okta.
We need to sort of embrace a broader ecosystem of users and then put in place the data that's necessary to define policy outcomes from these enhanced authorization services.
Listen to the entire discussion on Federal News Network. Search Okta.
Knowledge is power, but finding that knowledge can be powerfully frustrating. GovWhitePapers is your solution. At GovWhitePapers, you can search the most current content to discover the best practices government and industry are sharing. Topics include AI, cybersecurity, citizen engagement, IT, public safety, cloud computing, big data, defense, and so much more. Your free membership provides you instant access to over 1,000 white papers, case studies, ebooks, and infographics. Visit govwhitepapers.com today. That's govwhitepapers.com.
And now, the smartest person on Earth just got smarter.
Thank you.
Alexa, open WTOP.
WTOP.
Now, listen to WTOP on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, open WTOP.
Okay.
WTOP News, on air, on mobile, and now...
That's good news.